Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about something I think a lot of people struggle with who have complex PTSD, and that's the, I would almost call it a phenomena or the detriment of not getting a proper diagnosis or avoiding therapy altogether. So I'm going to explain in my own situation. It took me, I went to therapy for probably, it was almost 20 years before I ever got before I was ever diagnosed with complex PTSD. That's a long time, right? 20 years. Like, my very first time I ever went to therapy, I was 16 when I was in high school, and that was through high school, was that therapy. And then in my early 20s, I was in a lot of different counseling. And I'll point out that a lot of times when I would go see a therapist, it was very cheap therapy. Like, it was very affordable. I wouldn't say it was free. Usually you had to pay something, but sometimes it'd be $20. You know, it was just like local therapy. Sometimes it might be a little bit more. Sometimes it'd be at school when I was in college, and I think that was free. You know, you just go and talk to a counselor. You know, I told you when I was 21, back in 2003, I was hospitalized for about a week or two. I think it was like probably 2 weeks. And so I've had a lot of different therapy. I had therapy in my late 20s and my early 30s, off and on. You know, sometimes I would call a hotline and talk to somebody. And nobody's going to diagnose you over a hotline, by the way, or at least not to my knowledge. Nobody would do that. And sometimes, whenever I was living in North Carolina, this would have been in my late 20s, there was it was free counseling. And I don't even want to say it was counseling. It was students who were studying to be counselors, and you could just sort of talk to them, but basically they were there to listen. There wasn't really a lot that they could do for you. They were just there to listen. Like, they weren't going to sort of guide you. You know, they just need somebody they were there for people who needed somebody to listen to them. And they were also like a hotline. So like, you could call them or you could go to the house, and you could go there any hour of the day, by the way, which was awesome. Cause a lot of times back then, I don't know why this was, but I would get really depressed like at midnight. So sometimes I'd drive over there at 1 a.m. And just go talk to somebody, and then I'd drive back home, or maybe 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. So that's probably part of why I never got a proper diagnosis was, I wasn't always spending a lot of money, for a real, I don't know if you want to say legit, but for a real therapy session, like a real, you know, the more money sometimes you pay for something, the better quality it can be. And I kind of don't like saying that, but at the same time, that was my experience, was once I shelled out, you know, a couple $100 per session, or maybe $100 per session, or $150 a session, I finally got the answer I needed, and I got it within, I don't know, 2 to 4 sessions. And part of that could have been the situation that happened was more extreme, and I was able to give more details on the people around me and their behavior. So after the event happened, you know, and the way people responded to it, I was able to share that with that counselor. So that was maybe a lot more information than what I had ever given before regarding the people around me. And that was able, my therapist was able to be informed of the fact that I probably have long-term trauma going on here, because the situation allowed for that, you know, to be able to be clearly seen, right? So I want to list some of the symptoms, because I think if you're going to therapy and you're really only maybe displaying a couple of the symptoms, particularly I would say depression. I think a lot of people go to therapy for depression. So if you're displaying depression, I don't know how much that really tells the therapist, because they might just label you with like major depressive disorder, because that's what I was labeled with for a while. So that's what I thought I had. I was like, okay, that's what my problem is. But the problem with not getting a thorough, accurate diagnosis of what's really happening, it can kind of it can be very annoying, but it can also kind of rack your brain, because you know something else is going on. Like, you know something else is wrong here. And it wasn't until I got my complex PTSD diagnosis, I was finally like, this all makes sense now. Everything makes sense. Even my learning problems growing up, intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulation, negative self-beliefs, interpersonal difficulties, anxiety, dissociation, depression. You know, it's all together. It's not just depression, right? So when people don't get a diagnosis ever, or if, you know, if you don't get that diagnosis until you're like 60, like I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine being 60 and then finally getting the right diagnosis, or even getting a misdiagnosis and then feeling like something's off here, something's wrong. Because I can feel that I have the right diagnosis for what I was diagnosed with. It was the right thing. Like, I can feel it. Everything is right there. It all makes perfect sense. You know, the symptoms for complex PTSD, they're all right there. You know, there's about a dozen of them. But my point is, if somebody avoids therapy and they avoid ever even attempting to get a diagnosis, I would really think that would be really detrimental, because they're still going to have all the problems that they're going to have, but they're probably just going to wonder a lot. They're going to wonder why they're like that, you know, I think that's like 50% of the battle is the wondering. It's wondering why. Like I told you, that show that I used to watch, that I did that little experiment with recently. Whenever I used to watch that show, I used to always try to be figuring it out, like just figuring out the interpersonal dialogue that the people engaged in, just their behavior, their rudeness. And it was just something that I related to, because it triggered me in with both of my main triggers, feelings of incompetence and people's behavior not making sense. And I was always trying to figure it out. And whenever I did my experiment yesterday and I watched it again, I was like, well, there's nothing to figure out here. This is plain and simple. Yeah, these people are rude. They have bad manners. And me looking at it after having built my resilience to my own low self-esteem, and I'm happier, I just was watching it and I was thinking, one, I'm not trying to figure anything out like I used to. And two, it just came across as boring. I was like, this is like a boring, depressing, I don't know. It's just something I had no desire to watch. But half of it was I used to always try to figure it out. And so if you don't have a diagnosis, it's kind of the same thing. You're trying to constantly figure it out. Like, you want to know, like, what's wrong here? So for people who don't get that proper diagnosis, or they don't, or maybe you're in cheap therapy, you're very low paying therapy sessions. All they did for me for, I would say, a good over a decade was it just gave me somebody to listen to what I was saying. And sometimes they would give me good advice, but that was most of what I got out of it. So it wasn't until I found the right counselor and I shelled out more money. She didn't waste any of my time. She got right to the point and she diagnosed me. She was a licensed clinical professional counselor is what she was. And she also specialized in trauma, and she specialized in substance abuse. So those were her two big things. And she's just really good at it. She's really good at knowing what's going on. And I don't want to say I lucked out. I think there's a lot of therapists out there who can definitely spot that. You know, that's what they specialize in. So if you have some of these same symptoms, you know, maybe more of like a trauma specialist is what you're needing. I don't know, but that could be, because that's what I ended up needing. And you're listening to this podcast, so maybe you relate to the things I'm saying. Again, I never would have thought that I had PTSD. I think I actually originally went to see her because of what happened at the event, because somebody was beaten up and this was a domestic situation, and the people around me enabled that person to stay with the person, and it freaked me out. And so it could have been me seeking her out because of that trauma, and also it was traumatic for me. But again, I was never thinking, I'm going to get my diagnosis out of this, or, you know, this woman's going to diagnose me. I was going there to talk to her about how to handle this traumatic situation. I wasn't expecting to think I'm going to be diagnosed with complex PTSD, but it made sense, right? Because if the people around you are enabling somebody that you grew up with to stay with someone who beat them up, and the people who are enabling that are also people you grew up with, or other people you grew up with, it makes sense that they also enabled you to be abused growing up. So that's long-term trauma. That's complex PTSD. These people are enabling long-term trauma, and they're enabling it in the moment with this person I knew who was beaten up. So it's like you're literally watching them enable it. And I just was blown away. I was like, what? This is the weirdest thing ever. But a real eye-opener. I just wanted to stress, you know, if I had never gotten my diagnosis, I can 100% tell you right now, I would be very anxious, and I would be wondering every day what's wrong with me. I would also be I probably would have given up on a lot of activities that maybe are, let's just say, there's probably certain activities I would have given up on. I also would have, the big thing that I would still be struggling with is feelings of dissociation and feeling depressed. So if I had never gotten my diagnosis, those are the two big ones. I would still be probably calling some support line at midnight saying, I'm really depressed and I don't know why, or I feel this and I don't know why, because I wouldn't know that I had complex PTSD. So I wouldn't know how to handle it. And I wouldn't have that confirmation, that acknowledgement that something had happened growing up, like a long-term trauma had happened. I wouldn't have that acknowledgement, right? I wouldn't have that proof. My diagnosis was almost like evidence. It's like proof. So it's confirmation to me, I'm not crazy here, like something happened. So I'd probably just still be dealing with depression and feeling lost if I never had that diagnosis. So that's how it would look if I had never had the proper treatment. So I just wanted to stress, you know, spending a little more money for someone who's a little bit more legit or thorough or has more training is definitely worth it, 100%. And I guess that'd be my main point of advice. And then also, you know, just seeking out the right type of treatment, rather than, you know, the way that I used to go about it versus when I finally went about it, in a more thorough way, I guess is my advice. And to not avoid your symptoms or, you know, try to be in denial about them, 'cause that doesn't work. You know, that'll just lead to a breakdown, in my opinion. But I just wanted to kind of stress that because it's something I don't talk about. But if you try to avoid it, it's unavoidable. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.